RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. AW101 helicopter investigation to come under Air Force Chief Defense Minister. Indonesia expects discussion on hoax news in World Press Freedom Day 2017. Indonesia to hold commemoration of World Press Freedom Day 2017. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Mizar Ryakudu, the investigation into the purchase of an Augusta Westland AW101 helicopter will be conducted under the Air Force Chief of Staff. Ria Mizar Ryakudu stated at the Presidential Palace Complex, Jakarta on Tuesday, February 7, that he has delegated the investigation to the Air Force Chief of Staff, so wait for them. Earlier in the day, Air Force Chief of Staff Air Chief Marshal Hadi Cahyanto had reported to the military chief on the establishment of a team to investigate the procurement of the AW101 helicopter. Cahyanto said the investigation covers planning, budget, and purchase of the helicopter. The minister noted that the helicopter was ordered for the president, but he disagreed as it was too expensive. Hence, the government cancelled the order. Currently, an AW101 has arrived at the Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport, Jakarta. The minister has called on all parties to not exaggerate the case. Ria Mizar Ryakudu said he had shared the finance ministry's details of the defense budget with the Indonesian Defense Ministry and the Indonesian military. The Indonesian Minister of Communications and Information, Rudiantara, expressed hope that the phenomena of hoax news would be discussed in the series of the commemoration of the World Press Freedom Day 2017. On the sidelines of seminar on preparation for commemoration of World Press Freedom Day 2017 and socialization of Press Freedom Index 2016 in Ambon, Maluku, Tuesday, Minister Rudiantara said hoax news has become a global issue. He hoped that the event would find positive ways to curb the spread of hoax news so that they would not affect the mainstream media on which the public rely on obtain information. It has become a global issue that hoax news could affect mainstream media. News in social media are sometimes referred by the mainstream media, like printed and electronic media, especially televisions and online media. As a result, press industry and public are likely disadvantaged. How Indonesian press industry deal with this hoax issue should be presented in a discussion. Minister Rudiantara said further, according to Law of Information and Electronic Transactions, the Indonesian government has authority to control access to the false information. But without support from various sides, especially the agreement of the press, it is very difficult to curb the spread of false information. The minister hopes In the next 2 months, the organizing committee of the World Press Freedom Day 2017 could prepare the discussion on the effort to curb the spread of false information. The Indonesian government is committed to the success of the World Press Freedom Day from May 2 to 4, 2017 in Jakarta. Minister of Communications and Information Rudiantara, in a seminar on preparation for commemoration of World Press Freedom Day 2017 and Socialization of Press Freedom Index 2016, Tuesday in Ambon, Maluku, said that the technical preparation for commemoration of Press Freedom Day has been started. The government is still waiting for the presidential decree for the event.
Kita negara yang beragam, ya, itu sendiri memberi
nilai tambah. We are a country of diversity. It is an added value for us as the host of the World Press Freedom Day. We will be first Asian country to host the World Press Freedom Day. And I think this should be utilized not only to be a good host, but we can export, sell something from our press industry that does not exist in other countries. Of course, it has also indirect positive implications for tourism. More than 100 countries will attend the event. Furthermore, Minister Rudiantara said that being host of the World Press Freedom Day 2017 is a prestigious opportunity achieved by Indonesia. He confirmed his commitment to the best preparation for the event. In addition to the discussion on the issues of the press and media industry, the World Press Freedom Day 2017 will also emphasize the inclusiveness of the media and the principles of justice adhered by journalists worldwide. Rudiantara also said, Indonesia will also emphasize the discussion on effort to promote the welfare of journalists in order to maintain a commitment to produce a fair, impartial, and honest journalism. According to Indonesian Tourism Minister Arief Yahya, the marine tourism sector is expected to contribute $4 billion in 2019, or a fourfold increase from the present contribution. Minister Yahya remarked during the signing ceremony of cooperation between the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries and the Ministry of Tourism in the field of marine tourism on Tuesday, February 7, that he hopes that the foreign exchange earnings from marine tourism will increase in 2019 from $1 billion this time. The minister admitted that the contribution of marine tourism to the foreign exchange at present was still lower than that of the tourism sector as a whole. The marine tourism currently contributes to only about 10% of the overall foreign exchange of national tourism that reaches $10 billion per year. Thus, the contribution of marine tourism is only about $1 billion. Minister Yahya argued that the factors that lead to minimal contribution of marine tourism in Indonesia, among others, were regulatory factors, human resources, and the approach on being more concerned about security than services. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia is honored to become the guest country for the 2017 Europalia International Art Festival, which is held throughout Belgium. Indonesia is also the first Asian countries to become the guest country of the Biennial Festival. From October 2017 until January 2018, Indonesia will show the art and culture of the country in the cultural performances as well as gastronomic, film and literature exhibitions. The General Coordinator, Europalia Indonesia, Makarim Wibisono, in an interview with RRI World Service in Jakarta Tuesday, said, being the guest country of the festival, held since 1969, is a good opportunity. The festival could increase the number of European tourists in Indonesia up to more than 1 million people. Makarim explained, in the festival, Indonesia will be displayed as an archipelagic country with biodiversity, Cultural Heritage and Tolerant Society.
Ocean of Becoming, ya, bagaimana negara kepulauan kita ini yang terbesar di dunia ini.
The essence is the ocean of becoming, how the biggest archipelagic country in the world has become an entity that develops through three patterns. We are rich of the biodiversity. There will be a maritime exhibition in La Bovary Museum in Lille. In addition, the greatness of Indonesia was inspired by the wisdom of our ancestors. So there will be an exhibition of ancestors. This is the time for Indonesia to share with other nations about the diversity of Indonesia. The tolerance and the pluralism can be implemented since 1945. Makarim Wibisono further explained, Belgian people are fond of cartoons. Therefore, Indonesia will present Indonesian cartoons ranging from traditional cartoons like Mahabharata and Ramayana to the modern ones. So far, Indonesia has prepared 225 dancers, 54 dance performances, and 16 types of dance. Indonesia has also prepared 25 musical groups consisting of 172 musicians, 76 performances. In addition, there will be performances of theater and film screenings. Europalio Festival is scheduled to be opened by President Joko Widodo and King Philip in Brussels on October 10, 2017. Indonesia and Al-Azhar University in Cairo, Egypt, are seeking to enhance cooperation to conduct interfaith dialogue to promote harmony, tolerance, and world peace. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said during her visit to Cairo, escorted in a press statement received on Tuesday, February 7, that Indonesia is committed to keep promoting constructive effort to create world harmony, peace, stability, and welfare. Minister Retno Marsudi met the Grand Sheikh of Al-Azhar, Ahmed Muhammad Ahmed Al-Tayyib, in Al-Azhar Complex, Cairo, Egypt, to discuss the importance of interfaith and intercommunity dialogue to deliver the peaceful values of Islam. The Grand Sheikh Al-Tayyib underlined that Islam has been facing great challenges these days. Therefore, a strong will and cooperation are necessary to create a conducive condition for world peace and stability, as well as inclusive development, not only in the Islamic countries but also in the world. Al-Tayyib also appreciated Indonesia's effort to promote peace and in Rakhine State, Myanmar, and said that Al-Azhar is willing to help Indonesia, Myanmar, and other countries to improve the condition in the state. The last item, several athletes of the Indonesian Pencaksilat or Martial Arts Association will participate in the International Martial Arts Belgium Open 2017 as the trial event ahead of the SEA Games in Malaysia. Roni Safula, the IPSI coach, said on Tuesday, February 7 in Jakarta, that the athletes will undergo a trial event in Belgium on May 6 and 7. This championship is only for match event without the art game. The Indonesian team will be eyeing the overall championship, which will organize 14 match events. Roni revealed the Indonesian team goal is to win the championship in Belgium after emerging as the overall champions in the Pencaksilat World Championship in Bali in 2016, as well as to increase the maturity of athletes in the match. He also hoped that none of the Indonesian athletes would be injured in the international event. Apart from joining the competition in Belgium, the national Pencaksilat athletes will also undergo trial matches in West Java, East Java, and Bali, as well as the pre-SEA Games in Malaysia. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. AW101 helicopter investigation to come under Air Force Chief, Defense Minister says. Indonesia expects discussion on hoax news in World Press Freedom Day 2017. Indonesia to hold commemoration of World Press Freedom Day 2017. That was the news. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled U.S. relations with Western Europe. U.S. relations with Western Europe countries today started with a controversy. Several days after Donald Trump entering the White House, comments and reactions from some countries and communities have sprung up. In the United Kingdom, for example, more than 1.8 million people have signed a petition asking to cancel Trump's visit to the UK. The rejection also resonates in the British House of Commons when its chairman, John Bercow, expressed his opposition to the planned visit of the US President to Britain this year and to make a speech in the House of Commons. John Bercow said he opposed the invitation to Trump after the new US President decided to temporarily prohibit migrants from seven Muslim-majority countries entering into the United States. He based his opposition on considerations that the UK refuses to support racism and believes in human equality before the law. Sharp criticism against Donald Trump also emerged from the European Union. Guy Verhofstadt of the European Union stated that Donald Trump is one of the three threats facing the European Union. Two other threats are Russian President Vladimir Putin and the radical Islam. According to the head of the European Union delegation to negotiations on the withdrawal of Britain from the European Union, Trump has cooperated with the ultra-right in Europe to engineer the collapse of the European Union. Statements and in responses to Donald Trump were caused, among others, by the US President's decision to refuse refugees and migrants from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the United States. Europe and the world are getting to know a new model of communications and policy of the White House under the leadership of Donald Trump. It is not clear whether Trump would adjust its policies or otherwise. Other countries must understand the style of the new leader of the United States. In diplomacy, style and communication patterns are based on the effort to understand each other's, though of course by maintaining the position and interests of the people and the state respectively. Whether the style of diplomacy and policy of the new U.S. president change the order of global relations remains to be seen. That was commentary.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event which occurred on February 8, 1979, when Denis Sassou Nguesso was elected as President of the Republic of Congo. Denis Sassou Nguesso, born 1943, is a Congolese politician who has been the President of the Republic of the Congo since 1997. He was previously President from 1979 to 1992. During his first period as President, he headed the single-party regime of the Congolese Party of Labour or PCT for 12 years. Under pressure from international sources, he introduced multi-party politics in 1990 and was then stripped of executive powers by the 1991 National Conference, remaining in office as a ceremonial head of state. He stood as a candidate in the 1992 presidential election but was defeated, placing third. Sassou Nguesso was an opposition leader for 5 years before returning to power at the conclusion of the June to October 1997 civil war, in which his rebel forces ousted President Pascal Lissouba. Following a transitional period, he won the 2002 presidential election, which involved low opposition participation. He was re-elected in the 2009 presidential election. The next event was in 1971 when Nasdaq began trading. In 1972, Nasdaq stood for National Association of Securities Dealers Automated Quotations. Nasdaq was founded in 1971 by the National Association of Securities Dealers, NAST, which divested itself of Nasdaq in a series of sales in 2000 and 2001. Nasdaq is owned and operated by the Nasdaq OMX Group, the stocks of which were listed on its own stock exchange beginning July 2, 2002 under the ticker symbol NDAQ, when the Nasdaq began trading on February 8, 1971. It was the world's first electronic stock market. At first, it was merely a quotation system and did not provide a way to perform electronic trades. The Nasdaq helped lower the spread, or the difference between the bid price and ask price of the stock, but was unpopular among brokerages, which made much of their money on the spread. And the last event was in 1904, when the Battle of Port Arthur started. The Battle of Port Arthur of 8 to 9 February 1904, on Monday, February 8, Tuesday, February 9, marked the commencement of the Russo-Japanese War. It began with a surprise night attack by a squadron of Japanese destroyers on the Russian fleet anchored at Port Arthur, Manchuria, and continued with an engagement of major surface combatants. The following morning, further skirmishing of Port Arthur would continue until May 1904. The battle itself ended inconclusively, though later events would result in the war ending in Japanese victory. For a major European power to lose to the Japanese was not only inconceivable to the world at large, but also fraught with dire circumstances for the imperial regime, the Russian people, from the nobility down to the recently emancipated serfs, lost confidence in the military and in the transit political system. This led directly to the Russian Revolution of 1905 and would be well remembered upon yet more disastrous defeats to come later in World War I. That was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listener, welcome to our segment, Foy Green. In this edition, we'll be discussing how crime suspect of wild animals will be trapped with money laundering constitutions. The Indonesian government recently sought the use of the law and money laundering to ensnare offenders of wild animal crime. In this case, the Ministry of Environment and Forest will cooperate with the National Police, the Attorney General, and the Center of Reporting and Financial Transaction Analysis, PPATK. This action aims to make it illegal to hunt and trade protected animals in Indonesia, and offenders will receive the heaviest punishment. This is a significant point that was raised by the Enforcement Crime of Wild Plants and Animals Sumatra Workshop, which was held in Medan, February 2 to 3, 2017, in cooperation with the Ministry of Environment and Forest and the Environment Organization of World Wildlife Fund Indonesia. Currently, this case of animal wild persecution and trading is punished with an average maximum of 2 years in prison and is still under the maximal provision law in No. 5 of 1990. This punishment has not deterred wild animal traders because they often get arrested multiple times and are connected as suspects to later crimes, said by the Secretary General of Law Enforcement, Environment and Forest, Kamal Amas, in Gatra News Friday. According to Kamal, the current government proposed a revision of Law No. 5 of 1990 on biodiversity and ecosystem in order that the punishment of offenders of animal crime get a lot more than 5 years and a fine of more than 1 million rupiah. Besides, the government saw a big change to use the Constitution of Criminal Act of Money Laundering that allows them to arrest a suspect with the heaviest level punishment. At this workshop, The Directorate General of Law Enforcement Environment and Forest invited the police, prosecutors, and the Center of Reporting and Financial Transaction Analysis to formulate the effort to enhance the enforcement of the law to encourage the use of prevention of the money laundering crime. Baron Rukur Ginting from Reporting and Financial Transaction Analysis provided support for the implementation of an anti-money laundering system in the case of wild animal trading in Indonesia. According to him, wild animal crime is no longer a common crime, but has become an organized crime and a cross-country transactional crime. These crimes are often found in connection with deception, forgery, violence, corruption, and money laundering. The result of the study from the Environment Education Network in 2014 said that state losses caused by wild animal trading reach 9 trillion rupiah per year. Globally, wild animal crime ranks as the number of three most common illegal activity after drug and human trafficking. That is it for today's Voice Grid. Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Mizar Yaakudu said the investigation into the purchase of an Augusta Westland or AW101 helicopter will be conducted under the Air Force Chief of Staff. Ria Mizar Yaakudu stated at the Presidential Palace Complex, Jakarta, Tuesday, February 7, that he has delegated the investigation to the Air Force Chief of Staff, so wait for them. Earlier in the day, Air Force Chief of Staff Air Chief Marshal Hadi Cahyanto had reported to the military chief on the establishment of a team to investigate the procurement of the AW101 helicopter. The Indonesian Minister of Communication and Information Rudiantara expressed hope that the phenomenon of hoax news would be discussed in the series of the commemoration of World Press Freedom Day 2017. On the sidelines of a seminar on preparation for commemoration of World Press Freedom Day 2017 and socialization of Press Freedom Index 2016 in Ambon, Maluku, Minister Rudiantara said hoax news has become a global issue. The Indonesian government is committed to the success of the World Press Freedom Day from May 2 to 4, 2017 in Jakarta. According to Indonesian Tourism Minister Arif Yahya, the marine tourism sector is expected to contribute $4 billion US in 2019, or a fourfold increase from the present contribution. Minister Yahya remarked during the signing ceremony of cooperation between Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries and the Ministry of Tourism. In the field of marine tourism, he hopes that the foreign exchange earnings from marine tourism will increase in 2019 from $1 billion this year. Indonesia is honored to become the guest country for the 2017 Europalia International Art Festival, which is held throughout Belgium. Indonesia is also the first Asian countries to become the guest country of the Biennial Festival. Indonesia and Al-Azhar University in Cairo, Egypt, are seeking to enhance cooperation to conduct interfaith dialogue to promote harmony, tolerance, and world peace. Several athletes of the Indonesian Pencaksilat or Martial Art Association, IPSI, will participate in the International Martial Art Belgium Open 2017 as a trial event ahead of the SEA Games in Malaysia. Listener, that was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's Citizen, we will introduce you to a tourism object in Central Java. Stay tuned. Listeners, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you to Watotena Beach of Adonara Island in East Nusa Tenggara. Adonara Island is located at the east of Flores Island, around 500 kilometers wide. This island borders with Flores Sea at the north, Solor Strait at the south, and also Lobotobi Strait at the west. Administratively, this island is in East Flores Regency, East Nusa Tenggara Province. On this island, there are some natural tourism objects. One of them is Watotena Beach. Listeners, Watotena Beach is located at the southeast of Adonara Island. This beach has amazing natural scenery, stretching of white sand and magma rocks, which decorate the beach and also clear sea water. This island becomes a very exotic beach to visit. The beach is not visited by many tourists yet, so this place is suitable for relaxing and enjoying beautiful scenery. Besides, you can enjoy undersea enchantment and you can also do diving or snorkeling. Listeners, Watotena Beach can be accessed through Larantuka, East Flores capital city. From Larantuka, it takes 1 hour by using ship to cross to Adonara Island. From Waiwerang to Watotena Beach, you can use public transportation for 10 minutes. If you want to come to the beach, you have to bring your own food and beverages because there are no restaurant and hotel at the beach. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Watotena Beach in East Nusa Tenggara Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Listener, thank you for still being with us, the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestions or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at info@voi.co.id and english@voi.co.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled, The Terminal Bis, which in English means, at the bus terminal. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Terminal bis. Terminal bis in English, bus terminal. Bis. Bis in English, bus. Berangkat. Berangkat in English, to go or to leave. Jam berapa? Jam berapa? In English, what time? Jam lima. Jam lima. In English, 5 o'clock. Terlambat. Terlambat. In English, be late. Tetapi. tetapi in English, but. Bisa, bisa in English, can. Naik, naik in English, together. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Di Terminal Bis, or in English means at the bus terminal. The conversation is between A. Danu and B. Imam. A. Danu, permisi pak, permisi pak, in English, excuse me sir. B. Imam, ya, ada yang bisa saya bantu? Ya, ada yang bisa saya bantu? In English, yes, can I help you? A. Danu, bis ke Bandung berangkat jam berapa? Bis ke Bandung berangkat jam berapa? In English, at what time will the bus for destination to Bandung leave? B. Imam, ke Bandung? Sudah berangkat jam 5 pagi tadi. Ke Bandung? Sudah berangkat jam 5 pagi tadi. In English, to Bandung, the bus has already left at 5 a.m. A. Danu, wah, saya terlambat. Wah, saya terlambat. In English, oh, I'm late. B. Imam, ya, tetapi Anda bisa naik bis yang lain. Ya, tetapi Anda bisa naik bis yang lain. In English, but you can go to Bandung by another bus. A. Danu, baiklah, saya akan naik bus lain saja. Baiklah, saya akan naik bis lain saja. In English, alright, I will go by another bus. Terima kasih, Pak. Terima kasih, Pak. In English, thank you, sir. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again next week with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular segment, Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you to Indonesian pop singer who grown up in music lover family. She is Audi Item, who was born in Jakarta in 1983, a daughter of Yopi Item, a famous Indonesian jazz musician. No wonder if Audi is more focused on singing because her art blood as a represent her love to her family. Audi started her career in launching her first album entitled Satu Jam Saja. Well, listener, to begin our program, here is a song entitled Satu Jam Saja by Audi Item.
Aku tak ingin berakhir. Satu jam saja, ku ingin diam berdua, mengenang yang pernah ada. Jangan esok tak
Listener, the song you've just listened, entitled Satu Jam Saja by Audi Item, has reached the market among the young music lovers in Indonesia. The name Audi has also raised as a young popular singer in Indonesia. Audi's career in pop music in Indonesia got a warm welcome because the presence of Audi and the song Satu Jam Saja not only succeed to attract attention of young generation into 2000s, but also bring nostalgic music lovers in early 1990s. Because the song Satu Jam Saja has been popularly dedicated by Asti Asmodiwati in 1989. But Audi not only expert at singing old songs. Her name became more popular with her song Arti Hadirmu, which released a year after Satu Jam Saja. Listener, here is Arti Hadirmu by Audi Item.
Sinari cintamu mencoba mengerti arti hadirmu, mengerti sinar di wajahmu, mengerti tenangnya jiwaku. Akhirnya ku mengerti diriku memang untuk kau miliki.
Bagai mentari pagi menyapa diri lewat hangat. Coba mengerti arti hadirmu, mengerti sinar di wajahmu, mengerti tenangnya jiwaku. Akhirnya ku mengerti diriku memang untuk kau miliki.
Thank you very much, listener, for being with us in today's music corner from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, this time presenting Audi Item. The presence of Audi has also reached a lot of awards, which some of them is an award from MTV Indonesia as the most favorite female, the most promising and outstanding young diva, 2003, from Indonesia's Music Award 2003. Audi got 3 awards at once, as the best solo rock female, the best solo pop female, and the best pop album. Other awards are from Guinness Book of Record Indonesia in 2004 for doing the most signing postcard and cover album in 2 hours. Although Audi, who has a full name, Paula Alodia Item, often singing live in television program, but her song still beloved by music lovers in Indonesia. But listeners, to wrap up today's music corner, let's listen to a song entitled Bila Saja. Thank you for your attention and sampai jumpa.
Terbawa dalam rasa sekian. untuk dilukiskan. Wow, 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 wow. Seberkas bayangmu tercipta di benakku. Rasakan dalamnya artimu. Oh, oh, dalam detik penuh bahagia telah ku coba tuh resapi satu yang terbaik untuk dirimu kini. Terukir untuk kita jaga di batas bening jiwa yang kita cipta bersama. Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.